I just want to start the year out and let you know that you're not alone in moments where you feel like you're not feeling good in the things that you're wearing, where you're feeling like you're making shopping quote unquote mistakes instead of buying things that really align with the way that you want to look and feel. And just telling you right now, you can change that. You can let go of it and make 2024 a different year in how you dress, how you spend your money, and what you buy and bring into your home, into your closet.
You are listening to the Closet Edit Podcast. I'm Tanya Bernadette, a personal stylist with over a decade of experience helping people all over the world with their style and confidence. I love sharing how you can be the most powerful version of yourself and look good in clothing that truly reflects you, your personality, and your body type. In this podcast, we talk about fashion, but we also cover all the parts around it that influence your personal style, like how to handle big life changes, what to do when your clothing doesn't fit right anymore, dating again, what's the best way to spend your money, and everything in between. This is a space to learn, to grow, and take action. I share all of my experiences, learnings, and tricks to help you build a wardrobe that lights you up and aligns with who you are. Let's get into it.
I want to have you turn around the way that you're looking at 2024. And instead of thinking about the goals that you have for yourself, maybe thinking more about what you want to let go, what you want to get rid of that didn't serve you from 2023. I know for myself, as I usually actually spend time and sit and think about what I really want for myself and the 2 to 3 things I want to work on for the year, even a word or a phrase that I want to use as I'm making decisions that are guiding me in my business and my personal life. But this year I found that 2023 had so many lessons I needed to take in and learn from and write about rather than rushing in and writing about what I wanted. So let's turn this around. If you have been in that same boat where you wanted to make some kind of resolution or goal for yourself or things that you're aiming for in 2024 and you're feeling kind of stuck in it, find the lessons, find the moments last year that brought you down to your knees, that were very difficult, that you felt you could have handled in a different way. And in 2024, you can let it go and find a new way of going through those moments when they come up again. If you're not a person that really enjoys journaling, I do have to say that if you just set a timer and dedicate 15 minutes, you end up going much longer. So I want to challenge you to sit and write out maybe 3 to 5 different things that you learned last year that you want to let go of in 2024 so that you can bring in new experiences and ways that you handle moments in your life. In this episode, I really want to talk about the clothing and the way that we shop and what we're wearing and what we want to let go of from 2023. There are a few things that have happened that I have found clients feel like they keep getting stuck in and they can't get out. So I just want to start the year out and let you know that you're not alone in moments where you feel like you're not feeling good in the things that you're wearing, where you're feeling like you're making shopping quote unquote mistakes instead of buying things that really align with the way that you want to look and feel. And just telling you right now, you can change that. You can let go of it and make 2024 a different year in how you dress, how you spend your money, and what you buy and bring into your home, into your closet. Let's get into the different things that you can do differently and let go of in 2024. Number one is dressing to fit in. I feel like this year has been the year that life has gotten really busy again. Everybody is out and about. We're all on social media. It's not about sharing what we're doing at home. Now it's about every experience that we can put into the month, into the week, into the year. And we want to share those experiences because we're so excited. But as information is being shared, we're also feeling like we have to keep up with everything. It's constantly seeing like what the new trend is, what the new brand is, because there are so many brands online. It's feeling like you constantly have to keep up to fit in, which let me tell you, in 2024, it's not about that. And it never was about that. But because we are bombarded by information, by photos, influencers, stylists like myself constantly sharing with you, like, these are the things that you need for the year. But really, it's about getting clear on what you want for yourself and how you want to show up. And that really is the core of shopping in general. And when I work with clients, it's getting to that feeling of, this feels like me, it aligns with my life. It's not about constantly keeping up with things. Yes, there is maintenance. Yes, you want to feel, you know, modern and up to date with what's happening in our culture and in fashion and in your career, but you don't constantly have to chase something where you feel like you never reach that certain level of put together, confident beauty that you want. It is a constant work in progress, and just enjoying the journey as you're going through it is really important. So remembering that you don't have to dress to fit in is something I want you, if there's anything from this episode, it's, I want you to take that away, because I've seen people get on that hamster wheel, and 2024 is the year to get off of it. Number two, wearing restricting clothes. Let me just say, I have never heard in my 14 years as a personal stylist the word used so much of wanting to feel comfortable. I know that 2024 is a year that people are really going to release that need to feel like they have to be restricted in what they're wearing constantly. And restriction can mean something different for everybody. It can mean somebody that has worn suits and really business professional pieces, and now they're ready to let that go because in their career now, they are able to feel more comfortable. They're able to integrate more casual elements to their day-to-day. They're able to have clothing that just feels good on their body. That's a big one. If something feels restricting because of the fabric, because of the fit, that definitely has to go. Restriction can mean different things for yourself. And when you feel restricted in your clothing, you're constantly reminded that you're wearing clothing. And I know that sounds like a weird phrase to say, but you don't want to feel like you're thinking about what you're wearing all the time. You just want to put it on, know that it looks good, that it feels good, go about your day and do the shit that you need to do. And when you're wearing clothing that feels restricting, you can't do that. Number three, buying too many things that you do not need. This happens frequently because when you get into that place where you feel like you have nothing to wear, usually you have a giant wardrobe of pieces, but you don't know what to do with it. You haven't gone through the process of editing it down to really see what you have to work with and what you could build from. When you have too many pieces in your closet, things get lost. So you have 15 black t-shirts when you don't need 15 black t-shirts. And then you go out and buy another t-shirt that is black and is just adding to that clutter that is already in your closet that you already own. So buying too many things you don't need means being able to keep more inventory, keep track of your wardrobe, do check-ins here and there. I just finished the chapter in my book where I'm writing about having that maintenance that you need in your life, not just in your closet, but in who you are, what you want for yourself. Things change, your life changes, you're evolving. And as that's happening, you need to keep track of what you have to work with and what you need to build on. So when you're buying too many things, you aren't creating that shopping list and those pieces that you want to look for when you're shopping. You're kind of just going aimlessly with whatever you find that you think looks pretty, whatever you find that you think you can wear, add to your wardrobe, when you might already have it in your closet. You also want to be more realistic with what you're buying so that you aren't buying for an event that hasn't come up or things that are going on in your life that really aren't. Being more practical and buying things that you are wearing day to day or for work or for an event or a trip coming up is so much better than just shopping without any focus. Number four, shopping for items that only feel okay. Regardless of what your budget is, I want you to shop differently. I want you to look at something and know that you feel really good in it. Regardless if it's a basic piece, knowing that you like it enough that you want to wear it all the time or even experiment with it, because not everything that you buy is going to feel good right away. And when I say feel good, I don't mean like the fabric or how it fits. It's more of it's something new, it's a different style, it's a different print. Sometimes you have to take it for a test run before you feel really good in it. But you want those items in general that feel like they're going to be pulled out of your closet, that they fit your lifestyle, they fit where you're going. If you are buying things that feel okay, When you go and get dressed, you're going to put something on and look at yourself and feel like something is constantly missing from your outfit. Or you might take it off because it only feels okay, and instead grab something else in your closet that feels really good or you feel really comfortable wearing. So make sure that when you're shopping, you let go of those pieces that just feel okay and only purchase and wear those pieces that feel really good, that fit into your life and that fit your body. And that blends in with number 5 of what you want to let go of doing in 2024 is wearing clothing that doesn't fit anymore. Whether you have lost weight, whether you have gained weight, you want to make sure that the clothing that you have is fitting your body well. I just worked with a client virtually yesterday who he had a closet. He actually had very good style. He really enjoyed dressing up. He enjoyed well-made pieces, great brands. But the problem was that he had lost 30 pounds and he was holding on to shirts. So the shirts were oversized. The fit wasn't right. And at that point, 30 pounds is a lot to lose in body weight. At that point, having alterations done isn't worth it because the arms are baggy. And then what happens is they alter and bring in the waist, but then you have the baggy arm thing going on. Like, it just doesn't work. There are some things that are not going to be fixable in your life and that you're just going to have to let go. And that includes clothing. I am all about getting things altered. I think that it is so important when you're shopping to know that not everything is going to fit off the rack, but you need to make sure that the pieces that you're getting altered actually fit well. And this episode is not going into in depth of what that means, but there is a way to evaluate whether something is worth getting altered or not. I don't want you to just go around buying things that are way too big all the time and trying to make it fit you. That's not the point either. But going back to wearing clothing that fits you well, you want that for 2024. You want to let go of those pieces in your closet that are not fitting you well. Don't even have them there as an option, because then when you're getting dressed, you're confused with what you actually have to work with. And you might have really great pieces in there too, and they're getting lost because you start accumulating so much. If you are one of those people and you're like, hey, Tanya, you know what? I fluctuate in weight, so I can't just get rid of something. I actually do want to be able to wear it again in case I lose the weight or in case I gain the weight again because of medical issues or whatever it is. I do suggest still taking it out of your closet. Find another space, put it to one side of your closet, put it in drawers, put it in those breathable bags in the storage area so that you can go back to it. But in general, I want you to let go of those pieces that are not fitting well anymore because they don't make you feel good. And you're reminded by the clothing that doesn't fit well when it's sitting there in your closet where you can visually see it every day. I'm curious to hear about what you are going to let go of when it comes to your personal style, when it comes to shopping, when it comes to what you're wearing. What are you going to let go of in 2024 and do differently this year? I'm going to say for myself, and I want to do an episode solely on this because I think it's a whole other topic, but personally, what I am going to let go of is thinking that I can't rewear my clothing. Last year has been a huge growth in my business and presence online, and I have felt the pressure of constantly having to wear something new when I'm on video. When I'm with clients, obviously, people don't know because they're not seeing me every day, so I can rewear stuff. But when I'm making videos, content, the podcast, I'm always feeling like I have to wear something new, and I have some beautiful pieces. I'm all about rewearing things, and I work with that when I'm with clients. I love helping people see the versatility in their wardrobes, and I feel like last year I lost that a little bit. So 2024 is going to be the year that you, my audience, my friend, my client, you're going to see me rewear some things again, and I'm okay with that because it is part of my mission to show you how to create a wardrobe that feels good to you. And if I'm shopping and investing in these pieces, I really like them. Everything that you see me wear, I really enjoy. I love my wardrobe. I curate it in a way that I curate my clients' closets, and I don't want to feel that pressure anymore. So I'm just going to let it go. And People might say something, people might criticize me for being a stylist and not constantly having new things all the time, but I've decided that I'm okay with it this year. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. As you know, the podcast is just a wonderful way to connect with you and give you just the background of conversations I'm having with people one-on-one when I'm working with them on Zoom or I'm working with them in person. And it's a great way to expand your knowledge on your personal style and your life because I'm all about that integration of feeling good in different parts of your life because it comes out in many ways. And style is one way of showing up and being able to step into the person that you want. So evaluating your wardrobe this year is going to make a big difference in the way that you feel as you're moving through your projects and your personal goals. If you enjoyed this episode and you found it so helpful, please share it, take a screenshot, start a conversation with someone you love, because maybe you can go on this journey together. And I would really love if you could also, if you could take a pause and give me a 5-star review and share with me what you learned today. It helps us grow and expand this podcast and reach more people, have other guests come on that can share insight as well. If you are ready to change the way you shop and refresh your wardrobe with something new, I have an amazing opportunity to help you get monthly support. Every month, you get a set of shopping boards catered to that comfortable, casual, yet elevated style that you are craving, that you want. If you find it hard to shop and you want to explore new brands, new styles, and new colors to wear, these shopping boards can be inspiration for you. And you can literally, it looks like a Pinterest board, you can literally click on the photos and it'll take you directly to the website and you can buy whatever you like from that board. I personally curate this every month and I pick things that I have seen on clients that work on them, that they love and are wearing again and again. And you get access to this as well. If you go to myclosetedit.com, that's myclosetedit.com, you can start shopping right now. I would love to see you within it. There are other amazing things, but I think the shopping boards are like the number one thing that people really enjoy because they can start building their wardrobe little by little on their own time and still get support. Okay, my friend, have a wonderful beginning to 2024 and continue building a life and a style that truly reflect you. I'll catch you next time.